This morning, a breakthrough in getting kids back to their normal lives. The FDA authorizing Pfizer's low-dose COVID vaccine for children ages 5 to 11.
It can kill you. And if you've got to die for something, this sure as hell ain't it.
The decision coming just days after an advisory committee overwhelmingly voted in favor of recommending the vaccine.
The drug dealers need to know that we want them out of our schools, neighborhoods, and our lives. And the only way to do that is to take the customers away from the product.
Roughly 28 million kids could be eligible for their first shot as early as next week after a final sign-off from the CDC.
Of course, your local drug pusher may tell you a little something different about these drugs. And who you believe is up to you. But then again, if you go ahead and try them, at least it won't be out of ignorance. Just stupidity.
More than 25,000 pediatric and primary care offices are ready for the rollout, along with pharmacies and community clinics.
What would I do if someone offered me these drugs? I'd tell them to take a hike.
Get vaccinated now.
Take a hike.
Our job is never easy because drug criminals are ingenious. They work every day to plot a new and better way to steal our children's lives.
At Inova Hospital in Fairfax, Virginia, they're prepared to vaccinate 500 children each day while making the process painless as possible.
For every door that we close, they open a new door to death. They prosper on our unwillingness to act. So we must be smarter and stronger and tougher than they are. It's up to us to change attitudes and just simply dry up their markets.
Go get vaccinated, America. Go and get the vaccination. They're available.
Just say no. Just say no.
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad. Little kids doing drugs, it turns my stomach.
Say no to drugs and say yes to life.
As for these agitators, they had better go the whole way and make eunuchs of themselves.
We have 33 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19.